Chapter 106. The River's Way. One thing leads to another. Always it does. We cannot avoid that or detain it in any way, being as it is all part and parcel of being a striving living thing, diving headlong ahead, never back, not even worth looking back there. Even though this is practically all I have been doing of late, scribbling and not scribbling in this improvised chronicle of sorts, thoughts and non-thoughts flickering across my screen, sometimes as heavy as freight planes, other times dancing on air like butterflies. Out there, there is a moon gliding through the night. And there's a river winding and sliding through the city. Immense, sluggish thing, forging stubbornly on towards the bay. Not the Mississippi River, but a river all the same, with its serene, riverine ways. I was living in a garage, conveniently with a broken door by then, sleeping on a pile of tarpaulins, under hanging dinghy, coils of rope, a ladder, and a rather unsettling array of tools. It was home for a time. Nearly had a view of that aforementioned river, which, if not exactly seen, was always felt just the same. At that time, belongings I had few. A comb, a belt, third-hand riding boots, side elastic well spent, a used Spirax notebook, worse for wear, an unripe apple, expired toothbrush, a hand-me-down pullover stretched out of shape, a discarded gecko skin, dirty socks, and an ineffective can opener, all contained in a schoolgirl's battered school case with the name Wendy scribed inside. Oh, and an aged, decommissioned library copy of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, which I enjoyed immensely at dawn and at dusk, sitting back against a park tree, or carried away and, when dusk fades, leaning against a lamppost, reading some more under borrowed flickering streetlight. Chapter 2 of that tome ringing only too true and uncanny, as in a rush I feel that he, Mark Twain, is writing about me and where I currently am and how the world currently seems to be at that time in life, all wrapped up in youthful illusion. Chapter 2 of Tom Sawyer starts like this. Saturday morning was come, and all the summer world was bright and fresh and brimming with life. There was a song in every heart, and if the heart was young, the music issued at the lips. There was cheer in every face and a spring in every step. The locust trees were in bloom, and the fragrance of the blossoms filled the air.